the snap, placement made, kick to the upright, and it is good! The Packers have tied the game at 22. And we will go to overtime in Seattle.
Go. Be ready. Hey, touch 50. Hey, Friday. Go.
Russell takes the snap, drops back. He's going to throw down the middle. He's got a man. The ball is caught.
Game over, baby.
Touchdown. The game is over. The Seahawks are going back to the Super Bowl.
The Patriots try to play their way to February.
Packers just lost.
The winner will be headed to Phoenix, Arizona to take on the Seattle Seahawks.
Loses the football and Darius Fleming is on the spot.
Rams straight ahead. LeGarrette turning the legs. Reaching again for the goal line. Driving forward. Touchdown, Patriots. Picked off by Darrell Revis. Left sideline 30. Revis to the 20. Revis to the 15. Tackled by Luck.
Congratulations to the AFC champion, New England Patriots.
Jim, I only have one thing to say. We're on to Seattle.
We are talking Super Bowl 49, the New England Patriots versus the Seattle Seahawks. Obviously, the quarterback matchup is Tom Brady versus Russell Wilson. These are two guys who have both won championships. You have Tom Brady with the three and Russell Wilson with his one last year.
Yeah, you look at this matchup. It's Patriots head coach Bill Belichick and quarterback Tom Brady's sixth Super Bowl together. That's the most for any head coach quarterback combo in NFL history. And then you look at Tom Brady. His 20 postseason wins are the most for any quarterback in NFL history. And Tom Brady is the career leader in NFL postseason history in touchdown passes, yards, completions, and attempts. I love Tom Brady in this game. Now you look at Russell Wilson. A lot of people are talking about his ability to come back in that game last week against the Green Bay Packers and pick up the victory. Well, I won't forget about the first half where he was playing awful in that game. I'm not going to buy into Russell Wilson in this game because Clinton Dix misplayed that two-point conversion. If he doesn't do that, then we're talking about Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady in this matchup, two elite quarterbacks. Instead, we're talking about a great defense going up a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah, but BJ, you can talk about last week and what would have happened. What happened was the Seahawks won. And when you look at the Super Bowl, to be a little cliche, defenses win championships. And you look at the Seattle Seahawks, that's the best defense in the league. Of course, they are led by Richard Sherman, and the Patriots have Darrell Revis. It's been a matchup that a lot of people have been talking about all week. And Pro Football Focus has rated cornerbacks throughout the season. And Richard Sherman is 3, Darrell Revis is 4. By the way, Sean Smith is number 5. Unfortunately, the Chiefs aren't in the Super Bowl. But to get back to those defenses, you have the Seattle Seahawks who finished first in the league. They've only given up 276 yards per game. No other team finished with less than 300. So that's very, very impressive.
The Seahawks are built by their defense. We saw that last year that for them to win that Super Bowl, it took an all-time type defense, like you said. This is a very physical group. We know that defense is going to be physical. And then these two running backs, LeGarrette Blount for the Patriots, had over 100 yards and 3 touchdowns last week. And then Marshawn Lynch, and we know what he can do.
I think when you think about physical backs in the league, you think of Marshawn Lynch. There's no guy who I can think of that's harder to bring down than Marshawn Lynch. And this season alone, he finished with 17 total touchdowns. That's first by himself in the league. Apparently, BJ doesn't want to talk about Marshawn Lynch. When you go to the Pro Football Focus elusive rating, what the elusive rating is how hard exactly is it to take down Marshawn Lynch? Blocking aside, so this is blocking aside, he's got a 94 rating. The next guy is Eddie Lacy with a 76, so he's that much far ahead of the... Okay, well, clearly BJ doesn't want to get fined, so he's not going to be talking about it. I can't stop talking about Marshawn Lynch. Someone who wasn't afraid to talk this week was Jeremy Lane. He's a cornerback for the Seahawks. He was talking about how he believes Rob Gronkowski isn't really as good as people make him out to be.
I think most casual fans didn't know who Jeremy Lane was before this week. I think a lot of them still probably don't. But the ones who do, they know him because of these comments. And if you're going to call somebody out on the Patriots, Rob Gronkowski's probably not the guy to do that. This year, he led the NFL among tight ends with 1,124 receiving yards, had 12 receiving touchdowns, and of the 17 receiving touchdowns the Seattle Seahawks defense gave up this season, 11 of them came to tight ends. Now, the Seahawks faced a top 10 tight end five times this season and gave up an average of 13.6 yards per reception against those tight ends. They picked the wrong bear to poke, and I like Gronkowski in this game, obviously for the same reasons I like Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. They've had a lot going on this week.
A good point, too, is he kind of just shrugged it off when asked about it, but with all that considered, I guess you're picking the Patriots?
Yeah, he can shrug it off, but what we know about Rob Gronkowski, he's a fiery guy. He didn't shrug anything off. Trust me, as soon as he makes a big play in this game, and he will, he's going to let them know about it.
So Patriots?
Absolutely.
I'm going to disagree. I'm going to go with the Seahawks. I think Russell Wilson is on too much of a roll. Last game, it felt like destiny. He's playing well. I think he wills the Seahawks to their second Super Bowl victory in 2 years. But before we kind of close this down for the year, I just want you to do me a favor. Can you ask me what the best part about Sunday night will be?
For the record, if anybody's willing the Seahawks to a championship, I think it's going to be that defense, not going to be Russell Wilson. But, Pete, what are you looking forward to most about the Super Bowl?
After you watch the game with a couple of your friends, maybe some family members, you have your snacks, you got a couple drinks in you, you're feeling good, you go to bed, you wake up on Monday morning, guess who's back in the mix? Along with the other 31 teams, the Kansas City Chiefs.